You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Wire. Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
And finally for today, New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters admitted last week on Magic Talk Radio that they were responsible for taking photographs of journalists who are investigating the New Zealand First Foundation. Guyon Espinar from Radio New Zealand as well, and Mash Shand from Stuff, as well as former New Zealand First President Lester Gray. The photographs and a video were posted on the BFD, a whale oil-linked website which has been running stories defending New Zealand First and trying to belittle reporting about the New Zealand First Foundation donations. I talked to Paul Tollich, E2's Senior National Industrial Officer, about this revelation's potential harm to press freedom in New Zealand.
The union's position on anything related to the tracking or photographing or following journalists when they are in pursuit of a story and of general reporting is absolute opposition, because we believe in a free society that journalists are able to go about their duties without harassment by anyone, as long as they're within the law of the land, which they are. So it's of great concern to us, because the principles of journalism is that you report the news without fear or favour, without any political bias at all. And the union will always speak out on any matters relating to the freedom of journalists to go about and do their work and to express in the various media that they're working for the results of their investigations and their work. So that's our main concern. So we always speak out on any matters, because it's most important that you always speak out on matters relating to journalistic freedom. Because if you're not forever vigilant, and that is, as they've always said over the generations, vigilance is the price of liberty. And in a society where more and more of the political establishment throughout the world is trying to hamper the work of journalists, we're most concerned that here, where we have very good press freedom, that we would have this incident occur. That's basically our position. It's the reporting of world and its events, and the following up of news stories and investigations is without fear or favour, and it is the work through the ages of journalism.
Now with this revelation, how could these type of harassments could damage New Zealand's freedom of press?
Well, I think that any curtailment of the freedom of press does undermine our democratic, values and the right to free expression. So, it's just every time we see an incident, we call it out and bring attention to it, and make sure that it's brought to the light of day, and that the message is sent that this is unacceptable behaviour. That's very much our position on this.
The Prime Minister herself has been quite silent about this issue. What do you think she should have done?
It's really not our position to comment on the Prime Minister or other members of the government. We're just basically making the statement and calling it out. And I'm sure that the message that we've expressed and views, are ones that will be given consideration by all the political parties. Not going to comment on. We don't really want to comment on all the of the politics of it and surrounding it. We just want to say this is not acceptable, and we want to make sure that it stopped. You know, this early in the you know, the beginnings of the you know, what's going to be a general election campaign.
I'm quite interested in one thing after this revelation. Is, are there any rules to protect, are there any laws or rules to protect journalists from on doing their work from being harassed?
I couldn't offhand answer that, but there's the there's various sections of the human rights that allow people to freely express their views. So in the Bill of Rights, that is where it is. There's no actual, you know, regulations. There's case law, and there's common law rights. But we don't have a constitution, and we're never keen on having law, you know, specific laws on it, other than in our constitutional framework of the Bill of Rights, etc. Because legislation, you know, can easily be changed one way or the other. And various governments at times where they've had legislation have then amended it to tighten up the press laws. So it's part of our democratic, you know, sort of values of our society.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.